everyone. Hope you guys are having a great morning, afternoon, or evening. And today we're going to talk about the new topic, traveling. A few weeks ago, Alex set her foot on European soil for the first time. She went on a 7-day trip to Greece with her friends from school, and this marked her first trip to Europe. When Alex and her friends were having gyros there, enjoying the peaceful, mountainous view of Delphi, they heard a baby crying on the top of his lung a few tables away from them. Then, a friend of Alex asked her a question. "I personally think it is not worth it to bring children too young on trips like this. Do you, Alex, think just by traveling you learn something even if you are not mature enough to understand the culture and history behind the things you see?" Alex initially responded saying, "Yes, traveling to another place is meaningful in itself. Of course, we learn something just by the act of traveling." However, this question lingered in her mind for a few more days. Is the mere act of traveling really rewarding in itself? Or is it the information and personal experience that comes from traveling that caused the transformation of mind and soul that we typically associate with traveling? If the latter, is it really not worth it to bring children too young to understand history on trips abroad? To start the conversation with her answer, Alex says no. Even after a few more days of thought, her answer still remains a no, mostly stemming from her personal experience. She believes that even without the educational aspect of learning new information about a foreign country, just seeing a different environment, hearing a new language, and feeling the breeze we have never experienced before can fundamentally transform anyone. The main reason she believes so is that mere exposure to different things eliminates the fear of the unknown. This may sound like an exaggeration. Fear does sound like a big word to be using in this context, but it is real. It is terrifying to step outside of one's comfort zone, whether that be a home country or a mother tongue or an ethnic group. And this fear multiplies quite rapidly if a person has never been personally exposed to such a different environment. For example, at the age of 10, Alex moved with her entire family to the United States. She did speak English at the time, but not fluently, and she did not know much of the history of the U.S. to the point that it took her a few months to realize the name of her school, Roosevelt Middle School, came from the name of the president, and she barely knew anything about the presence of different races around the world. Nonetheless, while she interacted with friends in school and visited different states in the U.S., she naturally encountered people with different accents and colors of skin and perceived the diversity in the world. In hindsight, Alex believes that the experience and interactions she had at this time did transform her, as she was not scared of or nervous about approaching people from countries very far away from her own or initiating a conversation with a stranger in a language that is not her mother tongue. Even without full understanding of the knowledge, exposure to a different environment did transform her into a more open and courageous person. So, now Alex does believe that just the act of traveling is meaningful in itself because it is an opportunity to be exposed to a different world. Now the question of, is it worth bringing children abroad, is more complicated when we bring in expenses into the equation, but apart from money, she still believes that the act of having a foreign experience is always valuable, even to children, as it shows that the world is much bigger than what they see every day at home and on their way to school. So, what do you think about this question?
I, Sujin, will be very blunt. I disagree with what Alex thinks. For me, exposure to the new environment, of course it is valuable and it will teach you a lot of things, but children who do not even know what do they want to do or what do they really like or dislike or don't even have a full knowledge about the world around themselves in their daily lives, I personally do not think that bringing children abroad to their travels and all those is not that worthy. Let's, as Alex did, delete the expense part from the equation. But think about all the tiresome things that you have to deal with when you bring a kid to your travel. You need an extra bed where you have to take care of him or her throughout the entire travel. You need to think about a right menu for the kid. You need to take care of their clothes and all those luggages and their toys. So for me, as a person who value efficiency a lot when thinking about these topics, bringing children abroad is not that worthy, even though it is true, as Alex said, that the act of traveling is meaningful in itself because it teaches people the different world's existence. So this is the way how Alex and I diverge in specific topics. And now it's your turn. What do you think about the topic? And what do you think about the question that we presented today? Hope you can have a great, happy, and also meaningful time of pondering upon this specific topic of traveling. And we're going to meet you again next week.